Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be filled with good. I wanna be filled with him. So I must empty myself to be filled with him. I offer up myself, peace, an offering sacrifice, this very moment. I wanna be with
Put your hands together.
Come on and praise.
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's Santiago. You're now live in the mix with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show. I am your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday day. Amen. Truly, it is a blessing to be back with you and so happy that you're able to tune in with us on today. I tell you, today we have a special guest with us who have been with us 4 months ago, and her name is Minister Tracy Toloto. And I tell you, she's here in the studio today with a very newly released single called Hallelujah. How many of you know that Hallelujah is the highest praise? Amen. And how many of you know that God inhabits the praises of his people? God is looking for true worshipers. And I can tell you, after looking at this young woman's video and having her on the show and just seeing the things, the awesome things that she's doing for the kingdom, I tell you, worship, you can tell she's worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I am so blessed. So if you would like to speak with her, you can do so by dialing area code 516-531-9244. You can be on the show live so that you can ask her a little bit about herself and all that God is doing in her life. I tell you, the last time we were on the show, I tell you, we heard her song, a song that I love, You Are Wonderful. And I tell you, listening to that song, it just sends me up into just a praise, amen. And I love hearing her music, amen, because you can hear her heart, how she just worshiped God from her heart. And you can tell that it is for real, amen. She's not just doing it just to get a name for herself or out there trying to make a name for herself, because we know the word of God says your gifts will make room for you. You don't have to brag, boast, and try to beg and borrow for anything, because if God has ordained it, it's going to go to the forefront. Amen. So I tell you, I am so excited. If you would like to speak with my guest on today, Minister Tracy will be happy to speak with you. If you would just call in live to be on the show, and you can do so by dialing the area code 516-531-9244. Remember to press the number one key so that I would know that you would like to come on the air live to ask my guest a question. Well, let's get prepared for the show by playing her newly released gospel single called Hallelujah. When we come back, we will talk to our guests. This is Dr. Teresa Graham, refreshing you with the Word of God.
Oh,
that has breath, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord. That was Hallelujah by our one and only Minister Tracy Tolota. Amen. I tell you, she is awesome in the Lord. Amen. And I know you guys love that. We're going to have to play that again because, I mean, I'm so excited about that song. I mean, I listened to it. Hallelujah, you are great. Hallelujah, you are holy, mighty God. And she said, I lift my voice to worship. I lift my voice to honor. Amen. So I tell you, let's go ahead and bring our guest on. Hello, Minister Tracy. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. I am so blessed to be here today. I was just in the mood of worship as you were just giving the exaltation and talking about the show. I just felt like I was just in service at church. Praise God. It was just awesome listening to you this morning. I was just blessed listening to you this morning. God bless you, woman of God.
Wow. Well, it's definitely, I am really blessed and honored to have you back on the show to share with our listening audience what God is doing. And I noticed that you just released another single. And I tell you what, truly it is a blessing. We can say hallelujah to the highest praise. We give him all the praise, amen, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory be to God. So let's go ahead and get into the interview at this time. When did you release this new song, Hallelujah?
It was like 2 months ago. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's exactly 2 months ago, and I'm working on another song. I have all my songs, so I make sure every 2 months I just bring them out to complete the album. And I had to work with 2 very wonderful Levites. I call people who are so gifted with music, who work in the altar. I call them Levites. These 2 men of God, one of them is in Nigeria. His name is Promise Benson. And also the second vocal, the lead vocal, the male lead vocal in Hallelujah song. He's my brother, Sam Soft, in Baltimore, but Promise Benson is in Nigeria. I had to work with this great man of God in music to birth this music. I wrote the music. I got the melody. God inspired me to write this music, unlike some other song I get in my dream. But God actually inspired me to get the melody, the words, and he made it possible for me to meet this people to bring it out, because sometimes you have a dream, you have a vision, and you have something you want to produce. You know, God have to lead you to the right people to birth it. So I really, really appreciate and I thank Promise Benson and Sam Soft Music for making Hallelujah a joyful sound. When I listen to it, it's like I am praising and I'm worshiping. And that's the song right there. I really thank God that they were able to help me bring it out how I want, the joy, the worship and praise to come together in one song. Hallelujah, God.
Praise God. And I tell you, you know, listening to you, the song Hallelujah, and you are wonderful. I can't forget about you are wonderful. But
Amen. 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 That's a song from the dream. Amen. Amen. From the dream file. I have the songs from my dream. I don't play with them because I think those songs are instruction. That's why God always give you a vision and give you a reason to go and do it. When he gives you an assignment, he's not wanting you to just keep it. So there are some songs that I get from my dream, like the You Are Wonderful. I ran with it. I kept my own agenda, and I ran with what God gave to me in the dream. So that's the You Are Wonderful song you're talking about. Yeah, I know how that song makes everybody feel, because that's not my song. I didn't write it. Praise God.
Right. That was awesome. And do you have a video to Hallelujah, or are you coming out with a video sometime soon?
I am, praise God, I am coming out with a video. God is so amazing. You know, I don't even know how to say this. I got a message from a very talented videographer and said, I want to make videos for you. That's how I give back to God. And I check his work. He does wonderful work. And I was like, oh, my God, are you not going to be very expensive? And he gave me his terms and how I can pay and all that. And I'm like, Jesus, how did you pick me? He said, I saw you on your website, and I want to work with you. If you're ready for a video, just let. I'm like, I am ready for a video. And so the question is right on point, because I have these songs, Hallelujah, I have You're Wonderful, and I have a Nigerian medley song that you can dance all day and learn how to dance all day with that song. So I'm planning two or three videos because God just provided somebody that I can work with. And it's just like favor for this guy to just send me a message and said, I want to do videos for you. And I saw his work. They are excellent, excellent. So the videos, they're coming out by summer this year.
By summer this year.
Yes.
Okay. And are you scheduled to do any touring or, you know, are you performing anywhere as of today?
Yes.
Do you have shows booked? And where will you be?
Oh, yes. Every other week or every week, I mean, because I'm ministering in churches right now. I have a lot of ministration. But on Sunday, this Sunday, I'm going to be at the King's House in St. Louis. The King's House, I don't have the address right now, but I have it on my website, on my social media page, because people can come and worship with us. I'll be at the King's House in St. Louis. It's going to be an awesome time, prophetic worship. It's a kind of worship where you open your mouth, sing, and you are directly standing before the Lord God Almighty. No play worship.
Uh-huh.
That's how the Spirit of God is leading me, where people would just forget whatever they're doing and just get into worshiping the King of Kings. Forget your stress, your problem. Just strip yourself and open your mouth, and that's when the Spirit of God falls down mighty. Then we can start dancing and praising afterwards. But I'm looking forward and I'm anticipating its mighty presence as we all go into worship on Sunday at the King's House in St. Louis, Florissant, Missouri. And also there are a lot of events coming up. If friends, family, fans. I don't like calling people fans. I just call them saints of God. Amen. If they can follow me on my page, I always put every event that I have. I have another event coming up by May, two events actually. I'm going to be in St. Charles. They are having a United Worship Conference. I'm going to be there, and I don't know if they have any information on it out right now, but I've already been told that they need me to come in to do worship, praise with the people. It's going to be a lot of people singing and worshiping. That's going to be in St. Charles, Missouri. And also end of May, I'm having a awesome worship event that I'm co-planning with another group. They're coming from Philadelphia. They're called the Golden Lamps. Yeah, they're coming from Philadelphia. It's a six men of God will sing a cappella, and they will sing.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be amazing, yes. And I'm co-planning it with them. We're going to have tickets because these are people that travel all over the United States to sing. They'll be coming to St. Louis, and I'll be hosting with them with two other artists from St. Louis. This guy that's hip-hop. Rap artist Scooter. He is awesome. You can hear his heart when he raps, when he sings. So I had to look for him, and I have, amen, and I have this Kenya anointed man of God. Oh my God, he is crazy. He calls one of his songs Crazy for Jesus. He is truly crazy for Jesus. Woman of God, you know, iron sharpened iron, you know, like mine.
Yes.
So real. This is not even a career for me. This is a call to die for. Say to live is Christ, to die is gain. If people understand that the call of God is eternity, it defines your eternity. If you say no to God, how will you stand with God and say, God, here are my talents, I double my talents. So that's how I see ministry. it's an ultimatum. We don't have no choice. When Jonah was running, God caught up with him, even with a fish, catch him and make sure he delivers the message that God has. So when I decide to work with people, I look for people who are crazy about Christ, who are real with Christ, because this is not career, this is not hobby. I've wanted to be in the medical field, to be a doctor or a nurse, but I see the call of God is so heavy in my life. So I'm bringing these artists together who are, they are so filled with the anointing of God, and we're going to shake St. Louis by the help of the Holy Ghost. It's not just going to be a regular show. It's going to be a show we anticipate people giving their life to Christ. You know, sometimes I say this thing and I'm like, and the devil's like, how do you do that? I'm like, only God can do that, not me. God will do that.
That's right.
If we
ask,
we receive. So there are more shows. Yes, amen. More shows. I'm trying to reach out to churches, because the word of God says, go ye into the world. So I'm planning to reach out to go ye. And I need all the prayers, because God is really raising me. There's somebody was talking to me yesterday that I can't believe you're just 1 year into ministry. I'm like, shh, don't tell nobody. Because even when Christ was born, when Christ come, the prophets, Jesus, he was never operating with his age. He was operating with the anointing that God placed upon him. So I'm not operating. I've been singing all my life, but full-time ministry, barely 2 years. But I'm not operating with the timing. I'm operating with the calling. And God is so awesome. I give him all the praise. I give him all the glory. It's not a fun journey. It's a divine journey. It makes it light for me. It's like I'm doing nothing, but a lot is going on to his glory, not ascribe to ascribe to his holy name. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And as we know, thanksgiving and praise is the utterance of the mouth. Worship is with the heart. So how important is prayer to you before you step up on the platform and begin to release your gift to the body of Christ?
Praise God. I love this question, because sometimes I ask myself, do you always have to go through this routine to do this? I have discovered the power of prayer, so I question myself, just like you're asking. I have an event to worship on Sunday. I have made the mistake before of not praying a lot before going, and that's where I begin to have headache. When I'm singing, I have discovered the power that's released to me, and try to stop questioning myself and say his grace is sufficient. When I don't pray, I operate under stress. But woman of God, the more prayer I pray, I thrive. I operate like I'm standing on the wings of God. I am not even kidding you. I take time to fast. Like I already programmed myself. You know, I don't know if any artist, any musician for Jesus, anybody who sings for God is listening. Maybe their strength is, maybe they have this great talent, they can just flow. I have to fast and pray, because when you're standing on the altar of God, there's a lot of things the enemy can throw at you. So you have to shield yourself by praying, anointing yourself, and praying and fasting. I have to actually fast. I had an event. I went out of town. I had to go to 4 churches because I didn't plan it early and the doors opened for me to go. I didn't have time to do like a week praying and fasting. I had like 1 or 2 days. I discovered the more I pray, the more I ride on the wings of God at the altar. So when I got to the city that I was going to sing, it was Dallas. I discovered after 2 ministrations, I was beginning to have stress on my voice. But I said, Jesus, please help me. I know I didn't spend more time, because that's what the enemy does. I'll feel tasty and stuff. And I have 3-4 churches to go. And I was just, you see, that was when I started praying. There was a man of God that always said, pray now so you don't pray tomorrow. You can pray a lot today, then tomorrow you'll be riding on that prayer, the grace that will come with the prayer you prayed. But when I got to Dallas, I had to start praying at the altar. Lord, let me do this song. And trust God, when you ask, he will give you. He gave me the strength. He gave me the strength to ride on 3 churches, 2 churches. I just kept going. But I knew that it was just God. It's just gave me mercy to ride on, because I didn't do my homework before I go to the city. But he helped me all through. But if I had had 7 days, you know, I questioned myself, do you have to go 7 days? The more I pray, the more I'm at the altar, soaked with the mighty grace, the presence of God. And I don't know how God did it, Texas, but now I know that I just have to plan enough time and pray so much.
Uh-huh.
Because when I do that, I can sing all day. Nothing will come to my voice. No, I won't be tired. So prayer is so important to me. It's so important.
Yes.
You know, God increase our grace and the anointing. But I have to just keep praying before I do my assignment. And I love it when I pray, I see the result. Even when I don't pray, I see the difference. I love it. It makes you know how great God is. God is great, you know. His power is available for us. Praise God. So prayer is my key. It is the key.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Praise God that you said that, you know, because when we seek the Holy Spirit of the living God, he will lead and guide us in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Worship
Amen.
Is not a decision. It's a revelation. God's holiness
Amen.
Is a revelation. So worship is the focus of praise and worshiping God and making him important. Nothing else matters. The enemy of worship is self. The enemy of worship is self. Why? Because when people get in self, it becomes an enemy, and it doesn't exalt God, and it doesn't help anyone. Now, thanksgiving and praise release us from self so we can truly worship the living God. So when you're on the platform, Minister Tracy, what do you see happening as you begin to minister and complete the assignment that God has given you to stand before the people and give them, all of you, what God has put in you?
God, you want to rephrase the first part of the question. You said, what do I see or what do I feel?
What do you see as well as receive when you're releasing all of you, whatever God has deposited in you? Do you feel drained? Do you see the people being healed in your, you know, in the meetings or service? Or do you have anyone coming up giving their life to God? Because the reason why I ask you that is this. We have wonderful, awesome, awesome preachers in the body of Christ. We have awesome anointed worshiper, praise and worshipers, singers, you know, but I want to know, when someone opened their mouth and sing unto the Lord, is there someone getting saved in that hour?
Please God.
Does that make
Please
sense?
God.
Because the word of God says, he that
yes.
winneth souls is wise. So do you look to win souls for God when you're out before God's people to come to God and give their heart, their life, they change, they repent, you know, they just come and throw up their hands and say, God, for you I live, for
Hallelujah.
You I die?
Praise God. Praise God. I think that's the phase that I'm beginning to get into, and I'm just like in awe. Okay, I started leading worship even when I was in my teenage years. And, you know, when you start like that, you don't, like what you're talking about now is very important. You're growing there, and you're like, oh, I have 5 songs to sing. But when you get to where I am now, you finish singing, you have your 5 songs to sing, but you get to the altar, and you discover you did not even sing those songs because the Holy Spirit took control. So it's different from when you were a baby. You get to a place where you are now being used mightily by the Spirit of God, not just by your giftings. You're operating
yes.
by the Spirit. You're not operating by your gift anymore. So that's the place
yes.
where I am now. That's why I even pray a lot before I go to the altar, because it is serious business when you begin to sing. Oh my God, Lady Santa, you know, God is so awesome. You know, as I'm talking, when I talk about the Spirit of God, I get excited in the Spirit. When you are singing and the Spirit of God takes over, you even
yes.
the person that you asked to film you could not film you. I got disappointed a lot of time and I did not understand. I have a sister that I give a camera, capture that song, capture this song. And she's crying. She said, Tracy, I'm sorry, I couldn't capture it when that song came. And you begin to wonder, I used to write 5 songs and I sing it and they capture the 5 songs. But you get to a place, you give them the camera, you know. She's draining the spirit, she's filled with the Holy Ghost. She could not capture you. What am I trying to say? I got to a place, I began to see the mighty move of God. And I don't know when I'm singing, I don't really see what's going on. I don't look, I've not been able, even sometimes it's like I'm lost, it's like I'm not there. So I'm not able to look at people, but I'm singing. So that's why sometimes I want a video to see what's going on and see how people are responding. But there was a time a sister came to me and was crying, held me tight, and was prophesying into my life that you carry so much of the presence of God. When you were singing, I was crying all through and I was worshiping. And I was wondering, why didn't I see her? You know, so that's where I'm getting to in the presence of God now. It's a very, very serious place to be. And I'm even asking for more. But the mighty presence of God come down so strong. I don't even know what's happening for the whole time of worship. I sometimes I can't get the videos because I don't want people to start videoing instead of worshiping. And I get a lot of testimonies, a lot of testimonies. But I'm not able to follow up when I'm doing the worship. I don't know if God is going to lead me to that place. I can see what's going on. But I am so gone. Sometimes I can't even go down on my knees, you know. Like, I experience something when I'm worshiping. The Spirit of God comes down, comes upon me stronger before I'm able to deliver to the audience. And when the Spirit of God comes upon me, when I'm in the Holy Ghost, speaking in the Holy Ghost, I don't know what's going on again until after the worship session. Yes, I don't know if mine is different, but it always happens to me. I try to control myself. There was a time I even asked a worship leader if I can't even sing again because of the Shekinah glory, the heavy presence, the weight of the glory. He said, let your backup keep singing. You know, I remember he said that because I discovered these things were happening. So I'm asking for more. You know, I don't know what God is trying to do, but I know he's leading me to lead his people to worship. But the presence is so strong that I'm trying to control the presence. Because it comes upon me, then it goes to the audience. That's what I notice. That's what I observe. And I get testimonies later, and I'm so blessed, and I'm in awe, and I fear God so much when I see these things, because it wasn't like that years ago when I was a teenager. So it's very different. Like on Sunday when I'm going to be ministering, I look forward to that mighty presence of God that brings the healing, reconciliation, that brings people to the heart of God. And there's something they always tell me. You know, and you said it today, and I pray I continue to be real with God. They tell me, woman of God, Tracy Tolota, you are real with God. And I'm like, amen. I have no choice. This is not a fun game. This is a mission. You know, when you're real with God, the Spirit of God comes down mightily. It's a very wide question that I can keep talking about, explaining how the Spirit moves when I minister. But this is what I really notice. It comes upon me heavy, and part of it goes to the audience. That's what I notice every time. And when it comes upon me heavy, I kind of don't even see anybody anymore. That's what I notice. I don't know.
Yes. And I'm happy that you said that because, you know, no flesh shall tarry in the eyesight of the Lord. And you have a lot of fleshly praise, a lot of man-made stuff. And that's the reason why the church is sick. You see, there's a disease in the body because there's no realness anymore. And a lot of people have went before they were sent, so they're messing up the things of God. So I felt that my listening audience need to hear your heart concerning praise and worship, and that this assignment is for real. You know, because it's a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. It's a dangerous thing to put your hand on the plow and look it back, because the Word of God says you're not fit for the kingdom of God. So now all that we do, we must do unto the Lord at any cost. And that's the reason why I wanted to know your heart. I wanted you to release to us on today what your heart is saying to the people of God, because a lot of people are in error when they stand before God's people, and the church is sick. There's people that's coming into the church to be fed, and you see what I'm saying, and they need Jesus, but yet they come in and they get a fleshly praise. They do some jumping jacks. You know, it's like they're at the gym. You know, we're going to exercise a little bit. We're going to eat a piece of bread, as they say, you know, as far as the communion. And then we're going to go home, and then we tow up from the floor up when we get home.
Wow.
A lot of people come to the ministry because they need a release. They need to find Jesus. And when you're standing up, releasing, worshiping, and praising the Holy Father, then that's when they can come and give their life to Christ for real.
Praise
and I'm talking
God.
About
Amen.
For real saved now. Because the Bible says, even though many will say, Lord, Lord, that don't mean they're saved. So we're talking about a for real saved now. We're not talking about that, the, you know, faking and shaking stuff. We're talking about a for real saved. So,
and I
want to ask you this question here. When you're writing, I'm going to tone it down a little bit. When you're writing, what hour of the day do you get up and pen those lyrics?
Okay, that is real awesome. Most of my song, I receive them. So it's like 2 a.m. I don't get any, I don't, it's hard to nap in the afternoon. Everybody is busy. But I get my song. I remember I used to tiptoe because I don't want to wake up the kids, and I go to the kitchen. It's like 2 a.m. I get the songs. I hear the voices. And I before I take my pen, I don't want to forget the rhythms and the melody I hear and the kind of way it sounds, if it's a worship, if it's a fast song. I hear the echo of the songs like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. It's always like the same time, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., because I look at my time, then take my phone, and I quickly record it as much as I can. Sometimes I record it twice, and the more I try to record it, the more I get the song coming in, like they just pouring into my mind. I don't know how to describe it, but I just try to get it so I can listen to it and work on it in the morning. Once I record it, I never forget. That's like 60-70% of my songs. They are all given from my dreams, but the ones I write, wow! As I'm talking with you, I can say now I want to get a song. I don't know. It's weird. And I'll start a melody. And I'll start singing it. And it will get really, really interesting. And that's how I write, get my songs. I don't even take pen. I just start, Lord, you are so good. I just begin to use the word of God. And I say, you are wonderful. You are glorious. And I begin to go like that. I play with it and I get a song. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And I write it down.
Amen.
So I never
Amen.
Really sit down. Amen. I don't know how people are so gifted to sit down with a big pen and a big book and write. That is awesome. I just like in the kitchen, like, hallelujah, you are great. It was in the kitchen. I was sitting there. I was walking around in my kitchen. I got the first verse. I was just thinking, you are holy. You are holy, mighty God, mighty God. So I was just praying like that. And I
All right, amen.
To worship you, and I lift my voice to honor you with my heart and soul. I love you forevermore. And I keep playing like that, and I get this. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, and that is how I do it every time. I try not to do it every time because I have all these songs. A lot of stuff.
Yes.
I want to concentrate on what I already have, you know, but I get melody so easy.
Amen.
You know, I get it. Like, there's a song, we have a program for a church. It was Glory Rain. Glory Rain, that was the theme for the program we had in the church. We say His glory will reign. And guess what? I was driving, and you know, I started using it to sing. Let it fall on me, let it rain on me, let your mighty power and your glory reign. Let it rain on me, let it fall on me, let your mighty presence and your glory reign. Let your power fall on me. And I started playing with the song.
Yes.
Song.
Amen.
Let your presence rain on me. And that's how I just play with the songs. I just get a lot of melody. So that's, I don't know if that's a gift. And
praise
to get
God.
A melody. So many
I tell
songs
you sing an acapella. You sing it in acapella, so they know it's not a trick, you know?
It's not a trick.
They love it. I love it, too. I tell you, that's awesome. Y'all heard it first here at Refreshing Waters Ministry. Minister Tracy
Hallelujah.
Has just sung acapella on the show.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That is awesome.
It works.
That is awesome. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God for you,
praise
woman
God.
Of God. And
Amen.
What do you see? Are you an indie artist or are you signed to a label? Who is the label that you're signed with?
Yeah, I'm signed to a marketing label. They just help us distribute our song all over digital distribution. And they are to Safe Soul Records. In Baltimore,
okay.
Massachusetts. The CEO, Mr. Keith Martins, he is a man of God. His passion for God, for music, it's just like amazing. Sometimes I just see him walking, I'm like, wow, he's got a lot of passion to do this thing that God has sent him. And I am so, so, so blessed. We're like family. Mr. Keith, oh my God, he's led by the Spirit. Once he say anything, you can just hear his heart. It's all about God. He wants the blessings, but it's all about God. And that's a very safe place to be. So it was just online. I just sent him my song, You Are Wonderful. And he just signed me, you know, into his record. And it's been a blessing. He's been working with me, giving me all the information, and my new song, Hallelujah, has been on top of the chart for the fourth week. I don't know what to do with that, but I thank God because of what God said. We are the head and not the tail. Praise God. Praise God. And it's just
praise
wonderful.
God.
God is so good. Hallelujah.
Yes, and when you say on the top of the chart, where are you at? The fans can hear you at.
Yes, Reverb Nation, TracyTolota.com, TracyTolota.com. They will just find my music, my songs. Sometimes I have free downloads from my website. But my first name and my last name.com, you know, you can just put it in. You'll find me. I'm just number one for a long time now. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And how and what is your Facebook what is your Facebook page name?
Amen. Facebook, I have multiple pages but the same name, Minister Tracy Tolota. They will just find me on Facebook. And on Twitter is Tracy Missions. I'm actually gonna change it to Minister Tracy by his grace this week. But Tracy Missions, that's my Twitter account. And on Instagram, it's just one word, Minister Tracy. And, yes, they can link me up with all these social outlets.
Okay, well, praise God, praise God. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the show. Again, this is Minister Tracy Tolota. Her wonderful, awesome song called Hallelujah. And when we come back, we will be speaking with her. This is Dr. Teresa Graham with Refreshing Waters Ministries, refreshing you with the Word of God.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to. To God. I love that song. I tell you, Hallelujah by Minister Tracy Tolota. I tell you, I was weighing it out. I love that song. I tell you, I'm in here just getting down trying to stay in my seat in my office. You know, I don't want to tear up my office today. Well, praise the Lord God. I bless your holy name right there. It was awesome. I tell you, Hallelujah. Glory be
Hallelujah.
To God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You got me shouting up in here. Praise
God.
The Lord. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, woman of God. So, when will the next single be released, you stated?
Yeah, I'm working and I'm looking at my timing. I'm trying to make it possible to be out end of February, but
okay.
I've not really talked with my team to see how that is possible. But that's my wish that it comes out this February. But
okay.
I will have to speak with my team both abroad and in the U.S. to confirm the actual date, because sometimes I rush a lot and they'll tell me, calm down, it's not ready. You know, so I'll be, amen. I'll be bringing out the dates pretty soon when I speak with my people all around. But
okay.
We're working on the song. It's an amazing song, man.
Okay, well, you're going to have to definitely come back and be a blessing to us. Allow us to just feast and eat and receive from what God is doing in your life. And
please,
I tell
God.
You, your music is awesome. And again, can you tell our listening audience where can they find your music again?
Amen. Yes, if they go to my website, my first name and my last name, TracyTolota.com, they will get all my songs that are already out. Also, if they want to download and buy my music, they're on iTunes. If they search my name, if they know any of the title of the songs, they're all on iTunes. But Hallelujah right now is not on iTunes. My record label that I'm signed with, they're working on putting it out real soon. But You're Wonderful, Your Name, My God is Able, every other song is on iTunes. So I'm really looking forward to have Hallelujah so people can download it. Please go ahead.
Okay, awesome. And where can they book you if they want you to come and do a show?
Yeah, they can. I have my number on my page, Minister Tracy Tolota. They can just call me or email me, TracyTolota11@yahoo.com. But I have another easier email that I always give out. I have two, but let me say Tracy for Missions, just like I have it on Twitter. TracyForMissions@yahoo.com. So they can reach me.
Okay, so go ahead.
TracyForMissions@yahoo.com. Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Okay,
I have
now
a
I can hear you.
Interruption. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
yes.
You said
TracyForMissions@yahoo.com. That's my email. They can book me anytime. Also, they can call me 314-413-6360. And just leave a message, or I can always get their call. Also, on Facebook, if they inbox me anytime, I will get a message. But with these three mediums, you can reach me anytime, and I'm open for ministrations, but only at the events of God. We don't do anything outside of the church and outside of God.
Right. Okay, praise the Lord. That's right.
Praise
all for the glory
Lord.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
All for the glory of God. Well, I do thank you, Minister Tracy, for coming on Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show, and I definitely would love to have you back when you release
praise
that new
God.
Single. I just want to keep you coming so you can be a blessing to us and so that we can enjoy what God is doing in your life, and the assignment is for all
praise
of
God.
Us. So I just give God
Amen.
Praise for you on today. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Well,
praise God.
Well, praise God. Well, this wraps up our show on today. I am Dr. Teresa Graham with Refreshing Waters Ministry, refreshing you with the Word of God. We just thank God for our guest on today, Minister Tracy Tolota. She's an awesome woman of God, so go out and support her. Amen. All the information that she has given to you today on the show, you can come back again and listen to the show. Maybe 15 minutes after the show has ended, the show will be ready for you to share with your family and friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcast. We just want you to be a blessing to the woman of God's ministry. Okay, well, until the next show, God bless you. And we're going to send the show out with her song, Hallelujah, Glory Be to God. Until the next time, this is Dr. Teresa Graham, refreshing you with the Word of God.
Great.